Let's go next to Ed in Kentucky up on line one. Good morning, you're on with Tharj and Trooper Monty Doyle.
Hey, gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
Hello, sir.
Good. I'm really glad y'all are doing this because, you know, it's something that helps us out and it's going to help us out when we get checked. And I really appreciate y'all doing this.
Thank you.
My question is, now I probably know the answer to this, but I've not been driving long there. But let's say, I work 6 hours beginning of the day, take my 10-hour break. And can I drive the rest of the day, or can I drive just to where I get 11 hours driving for that day?
No. What if you have a 10-hour break, that right there re-zeros your clock and gives you another 11 and 14 to go on.
Okay. Now, let's say if I drive 11 more, when I do my recap, that's going to show me doing more than... See, I got a dedicated run between Detroit and Atlanta. And I've been running into a lot of construction traffic, a lot of slowing down, you know, for long periods of time. And, you know, I'm just wondering that I've been getting like 12, 13 hours just driving, you know, in one day. And I just, you know, after I get my 10-hour sleeper berth in, you know, I start driving. And I've been getting like 13, 14 hours driving. And I'm just wondering if I was in compliance.
Here again, Ed, had a call earlier on the midnight radio show, and there is no 24-hour clock.
Okay, good deal then.
The way it works is we look at how many hours have you driven, is the 10-hour rest period in there, and here again, how many hours have we driven again? And the example that I had used over on the midnight was, assuming that you start driving at midnight, you just come off of your 10-hour break.
Uh-huh.
You can drive for 11 hours.
Uh-huh.
At the end of that 11th hour, you now have to go back in the sleeper berth for 10 hours.
Right.
When you come out, you still have 3 hours left in that 24-hour clock. So you can actually take time from one day into the next day.
Okay, good. That's what I've been doing there. Sure was. But, you know, which I know the answer to this, too, but I got to ask it, you know. Like, you know, you say we got to log, dropping in a hook in and fueling and unloading and pre-trips and such as that, which I do, you know. But on the other hand, we don't, you know, the company I work for, we don't get paid for none of that. You know, we just get paid for driving the truck, you know, the miles we drive. And I'm just wondering, why do we have to log something we don't get paid to, you know, do it?
Well, a lot of it, Ed, goes back to some of the regulations. And
right. The
regulations say you have to do this, 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 and this, irregardless of whether you get compensation for it. Compensation and a logbook sometimes go hand in hand, and other times the two never meet.
Right, you're right there, and I really appreciate you answering my questions. And I thought I was in the right, but I just had to ask.
Oh, great stuff! Glad you called. Thank you. I appreciate you dialing in.